1st of January, 8th Meditation for Christmas, the Mother of God, Mary.
O María, gozo de los ángeles, y gloria del género humano, tu esperanza de los fieles, socorro nuestro, Señora Inmaculada, a ti acudimos clamando con fe, que seamos liberados por tus ruegos de las saetas enemigas, de la tristeza que corrompe el alma y de toda tribulación, todos los que te honramos, tú la esposa de Dios.
Luke 2:16-28. So they hurried away and found Mary and Joseph, and the baby lying in the manger. When they saw the child, they repeated what they had been told about him, and everyone who heard it was astonished at what the shepherds said to them. As for Mary, she treasured all these things and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds went back, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, just as they had been told. When the 8th day came and the child was to be circumcised, they gave him the name Jesus, the name the angel had given him before his conception. With this meditation, I conclude the Christmas meditations. I will go over to the usual interpretations of Scripture and hope for the grace of God, also in this year that is now beginning, to be able to interpret Scripture daily, sometimes supplemented by lectures or special reflections. Most of the time, the songs of the choir harp day will accompany me, although not with the intensity of the Christmas meditations. The last day of the Christmas octave is also the first day of the calendar year 2020 and is celebrated as the Solemnity of Our Lady. Thus the Church looks to the birth of her Savior and to the woman who was ready to fulfill God's holy will completely in faith and loving obedience, and who kept in her heart and reflected on everything she had heard about her newborn son. She had just heard the report of the shepherds who reproduced the words of the angel who appealed to them. Do not be afraid. Look, I bring you news of great joy a joy to be shared by the whole people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ, the Lord. And here is a sign for you. You'll find a baby wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger. And all at once with the angel there was a great throng of the hosts of heaven, praising God with the words, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace for those he favors." It's Luke 2:10-14. Certainly, Mary needed a time to become more and more aware of the importance of who had been entrusted to her, and how everything came into the service of her son, and how everything could be understood from him. So she chose the right path to keep the reality of what is happening in her heart, to move and reflect on it. In this way, the reality of God can sink even deeper and spread its light. We too can be deeply marked by the event of the birth of Christ, especially by the redeeming joy, because the joy of heaven is connected with the news of the birth of the Son of God. Again and again, we are invited to listen to the text of sacred scripture and to let them penetrate us. The songs can also help to let the message of heaven penetrate in our subconscious. Thus we confess not only with our mouth, but also with our heart and the depths of our soul. Christ the Lord has come, the Savior of the world.
Tempus ares gratiae, o cor optabamus, carmina letitiae, devotere damus.
Gaudete, Christus est natus, ex Maria Virgine, gaudete, Christus est natus, ex Maria Virgine, gaudete.
Precisely at a time when the message of faith and the reports of the Bible are questioned, we respond with our faith and by deepening the biblical message. Thus our heart and our thinking are not determined by the spirit of the world, but are illuminated by the Holy Spirit. In Mary's spiritual school, which we should now consciously accept in the year that has begun, we allow ourselves to be invited to internalize deeply our faith, given us its light in all situations. Everything that will come this year has been planned by the Lord for our salvation and is revealed in the light of faith, even when it's not directly accessible to our minds. Faith gives us the certainty that God holds the year 2020 in his hands, whatever may come. Let us entrust this year to those who have entrusted themselves completely to God, and we can already praise and glorify the Lord.
Gaudete, Christus est natus, ex Maria Virgine, gaudete.
Deo nostra consilio, absalatia mil nostro, benedica.
Laude nostro, gaudete, gaudete, Christus est natus, ex Maria Virgine, gaudete, 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 Christus est natus, ex Maria Virgine, gaudete.